This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. For 17 days, Lonnie Johnson was on a hunger strike in front of the Capitol because you wanted to call attention to the plight of the orcas. This was pretty debilitating, wasn't it? I mean, you felt faint at times?
Yes, it was very weakening.
Why did you think it was worth that to call attention to the orcas?
Because I came to realize that while the governor had started the orca task force and seemed to be doing a great deal to help them, when the orca task force came back at the end of last year with the decision to ban whale watching as the way to save the orca, I knew they weren't being serious, and I didn't want people to be lulled into believing that because they were working on it, it was going to be okay, because I could see that it wasn't. So I needed to do something. And since they're starving, I thought, well, maybe if I can show people what hunger looks like so they can understand what it means. I got very weak. It was difficult to do the most mundane tasks. I couldn't be alone. I needed someone with me all the time. And it just brought home to me, and I hope to other people, that these guys out there are hungry. And they, when you're hungry, it's very difficult to do the most everyday things.
Did this attract the attention of legislators to the point that they said, okay, next session we'll do something? I mean,
no. Actually, they were working on some bills in this session that did get passed that were very good for the orca, for the salmon, and for us. But it will take years to see the benefit of those. And we don't have years. The scientists tell us we have months.
Months.
Months, yeah.
Well, but you want the Snake River dams breached, right?
I do,
even
yes.
If you do that today, it's going to take a long time for those runs to redevelop, isn't it?
No. The salmon go out and come back in 2 to 4 years. So breaching the dams will bring the salmon back in 2 to 4 years. When I say months, I mean we have months to be bold, to do what is necessary to feed them, to get them what they need, and to restore the salmon. To maintain a salmon run, from what I've been told, for every 100 fish that go out, we need smolt babies that go out, we need 4 to come back. Right now, for every 100 that go out, we get less than 1 coming back.
Well, aren't there fishing restrictions? This has been policed very carefully for a long time because the fishermen don't want to run out of fish either.
No, they don't, and they are. Fishermen in Idaho are actually starting to stand up and say, hey, we need to do something here. We want our fish back. Mm-hmm. And they're not getting there. So my action was really just to let people know. I did not see any legislators. I didn't expect to see any, actually. But I felt like I did get the attention of people. Mm-hmm. So they're not just lulled into thinking that because we have an orca task force that's going to ban whale watching, that it's going to be fixed. It's not.
I mean, while the southern resident orcas are in trouble, there are other orcopods around the globe that are thriving pretty well. And what I've been told is that the southern resident orcas are starving because they've, for whatever reason, developed a really fussy taste in fish. There are fish out there that they could eat, but for perhaps cultural reasons or whatever,
yes,
won't eat. I mean, what can you do about that?
Nothing. Nothing. You can get them the Chinook that they want. That's all. That's what you can do.
But not what happened in nature. I mean, what happens in nature is if you don't adapt, you die.
Right. Well, we're not seeing nature. We're seeing man interfere with nature. Had we stayed out of the picture, everything would have gone along as it has for thousands and thousands of years. We came along and we built dams. They're destructive. I'm not talking about all dams. I'm talking about the 4 dams in the Lower Snake River. For every dollar we put into those dams, we get back 15 cents. Those dams block 5,000 miles of pristine salmon habitat. And the only thing that they benefit is the local economy in southeastern Washington.
Electricity and irrigation, right?
That is what they were built for. The last figure I saw was they provide 2.9% of the energy generated in the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Of that 2.9%, we don't need it. They can't store it. They're not built to store electricity, so the BPA has to sell it, and they have to sell it at a loss. They used to sell it to California at a profit, but California has developed solar to the point they don't want our power anymore, so the BPA sells it at a loss.
Yeah. But what about the irrigation aspect? Are you asking the people just to give up their farms?
No, not at all. Absolutely not. There is one reservoir that is irrigated by 12 farmers. And from what I understand, if the dams are breached, then the pipes just need to be extended into the river. In 2002, an environmental impact statement was written by a federal judge, and they looked at everything that the Orca Task Force is looking at right now. This work has already been done. The Army Corps has permission to breach those dams right now. It doesn't take an act of Congress at all. Mm. All they have to do is make the decision to do it.
So who is still against it? I assume the people who live there are against it.
Yes. Yes, they don't want change. They want to maintain their way of life, and I understand that.
Mm. Have you talked to them?
Yes. I talked to some a couple of fishermen that were sitting there bemoaning the fact there were no fish. Mm-hmm. They told me that wheat is king, and that's kind of
wheat is king.
Wheat is king, yes. Also went to Lewiston and met with some Nez Perce who are interested in restoring the habitat. And a lot of the wheat farmers don't irrigate out of the river. What they use it for is transportation. They barge.
Oh, I see.
The rail is being expanded and upgraded now. They can simply put their products on the rail and trucks, take it to the Columbia and put it on a barge there. It's not that far.
And that wouldn't cost them any more?
You know, I don't know what the cost would be. So that would be, again, where we would have to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what's it worth to keep the southern residents in the Salish Sea? Mm. I want to just back up a minute, too, and say that the northern residents are thriving and the transients are thriving. The northern residents have enough salmon up there where they are to keep them. They're healthy. They're having lots of babies. The transients, they're dealing with the same pollution and the same noise issues that the southern residents are dealing with, but they, too, are thriving because they eat seals. So starvation seems to be the bottom line for the southern residents. They're a capstone species. If we're ready to simply let them go rather than to deal with the difficulty of taking down the dams, then that's a choice we have to make. But I want people to know that is the choice that they are making.
So what's your next step?
Yes. Well, we're going to keep the pressure on.
Mm-hmm. More hunger strikes?
No.
How many pounds did you lose?
20.
If that's not too personal a question.
No.
20 pounds?
Yes, I lost 20 pounds.
That sounds like a difficult way to go.
It was, but I've learned that if things are easy, oftentimes they don't work as well. So I think I wouldn't be here if it was an easy thing that I did, you know, and I wouldn't have gotten the attention I got. And I wouldn't have reached out to as many people as I did if it hadn't been a hard thing.
If you really want to torture yourself, propose an initiative.
You know, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. Well, let us know, and thanks for coming in.
No, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Lanny Johnson.